Well, today's episode is on all GSTR3B changes for accurate eligible ITC calculation by SAG InfoTech Private Limited Company. So let's start. Check out the major reporting changes in Table 4 of the GSTR3B form for eligible ITC calculation. Also, we mentioned the revision and impact on the taxpayers. Revision of Table 4B and D of Form GSTR3B EVID Notification Number 14/2022 and clarification given concerning reporting of the identical VID Circular 170/02/2022, the assessees obligated to visit again their way of recording ITC in their books to ensure true reporting according to the revised Form GSTR3B. Impact of revisions in Table Number 4 of GSTR3B form. In the present time, various assessee would record ITC on the qualified inward supply exclusively in their input tax credit to GST guide ledger along with in which ITC is needed to be revered in the specified cases. A. Which ITC is needed to get reversed on the basis of common inward supply utilized for the taxable and exempt outward supply towards Rule 42 and 43. B. Reversal and reclaim of ITC for the case of non-payment of consideration to vendors within 180 days from the date of invoice, or C. Any reversal on account of former incorrect claim and usage of ITC. During the time of claiming ITC in GSTR3B, reconciliation would get executed between the static ITC statement in Form GSTR2B versus ITC recorded in books of accounts according to the above-mentioned way. Post to these reconciliations and as per the additional provisions of Sections 16 and 17 of the CGST Act read with rules incurred in it. The credit will be mentioned in the corresponding fields of Table 4 of GSTR3B. Hence same is essential to record all the ineligible ITCs and even when the same would be absolute in nature and not reclaimable, for example, ineligible ITC beneath Rule 38 or Section 17(5) and others. As per that, we think that the assessee needed to incur the amendments in their way of accounting for the recording ITC through classifying that as per distinct applicable provisions beneath the GST law. We would have made a list of those types for ease of reference. 1. Ineligible ITC in terms of Section 17(5). 2. Ineligible ITC for Rule 43. Common credit on inward supply of capital goods utilized for the outward supply of taxable and exempted supply. 3. Ineligible ITC because of the distinction in place of supply. 4. Ineligible input tax credit on invoices which has a time limit in terms of Section 16(4). Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.